إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يومنا هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Today is the blessed day of 15 Shaban. We congratulate all the prophets from Adam alayhi salam to Khatam alayhi salam, Prophet sallallahu alayhi salam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, and all Ahlul Bayt for the auspicious birth of our Imam, Imam Azam alayhi salam. And we also congratulate all the believers for this auspicious day. We are pleased to be here on 15th Shaban. And another auspicious day for us is that we are starting Surah Nisa, and we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that because of the wasila of our Imam, may Allah make us complete the surah which we are starting today. The verse I recited was the first verse of Surah Nisa. O people, be in fear of your Lord who created you from a single soul, and from it created its mate, and spread from them many men and women. And be in fear of Allah, through whom you demand one of another, as well as any ties of kinship. Surely Allah is watching over you. Here Allah is saying, your Lord. Ya yunnasu taqu rabbukumul ladhi. He said rabbukumul ladhi. He did not say Allah word here. He said rabbukumul ladhi, means your Lord, because Allah is addressing to the all human being. So he is showing his attribute of being their Lord, the merciful, caretaking Lord. He is calling all the human beings for the fear of the Lord, the merciful Lord, who created you from a single soul. Who is a single soul? Adam alayhi salam. Allah is saying, fear a Lord who created you from a single soul, Adam alayhi salam, and from it created its mate. From it, he created its mate. Means Hawa. Hawa was his mate. So Allah is referring Hawa as his mate. Now Allah is saying from him. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا means from him he created his mate. Now what is the meaning? Fifth Imam says that is not right, that Hawa was created from the rib. No. The right thing is that whatever dust was left after the creating Adam alayhi salam, from the remaining dust Allah created his wife. خَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. وَبَتَّ مِنْهُ رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. And Allah says further that and spread from them. وَبَتَّ مِنْهَا means spread from them, from that couple. بَتَّ مِنْهَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً. That means from them, from that couple, many men and women Allah spread. Now Allah says further down, and وَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ. And be in fear of Allah through whom you demand of one another. Allah says, fear Allah through whom you demand one another. What does it mean? It means that Allah is talking about a human being, that when you talk to each other, you bring my name. You call, by God's sake you do for me this. For Allah's sake you do for me that, right? That's what we do, because we love him the most. So Allah is saying that, fear Allah, by his name you demand from each other. Because from me, from my name you connect to each other. And Allah says, Wal arham. What is arham? As well as the ties of kinship. Allah talks about the kinship. And Allah says after that, surely Allah is watching over you. He is watchful on you. Now we go back to this verse. Now Allah is addressing the all humanity in this verse, and he started from Adam alayhi salam, that I created from Adam, and then from his left thing, whatever was there, soil, I created his wife, and from them I spread you all over. And Allah says further that you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his name you are connected and asking each other for help. Then Allah talks about Wal Arham, means the kinship. Allah says, be watchful of the kinship which you have. And Allah says, surely Allah is watching over you. Now Allah addressed the human being in this whole this verse, in the blessed verse from the Surah Nisa. Now the Tafsir Mizan goes in detail about it. The Arham is the key. The Arham comes from Rahim. Rahim means uterus. We all came from one uterus. You know, Allah said that, Batta Minha, Rijalan Kathira Nisa. From there, from that couple, Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, you are all spread out, so you are one family. That's why Imam Ali said to Malik Esther that you have two kind of people. Either they are brother in humanity or brother in faith. So brotherhood and humanity is important. Our Imam, which we are celebrating today, his birthday, is going to come for the humanity. Not just for few people, but the whole humanity. Allah is going to send him to spread justice and teach them the Islam as a gift. But he is coming to solve the problem of all humanity. All humanity today is asking for Imam Azam alayhi salam because of the injustice. Allah is talking about here justice. Allah talks about that you fear Allah because arham. Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي يَتَسَلُوا بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ. Be fear of Allah about whose name you ask each other, and kinship relationship. Kinship and relationship. Allah is talking about it. Kinship and relationship. And Allah says Allah is watching over you. Allah wants the society to be a unit society, a together society, an integrated society of human being. Because He is the Lord of رَبَّكُمْ الَّذِي. He is the Rabb of Allah, everybody. So Allah talks about that. Now there are a lot of hadith about it. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Our sixth Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, perhaps you think that Allah had not created any man other than you. Certainly by Allah, Allah has created a million Adams. A million Adams. You are at the end of those human beings. Allahu Akbar. Same Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam says, surely Allah has created 12,000 worlds. Each of those worlds is greater than the seven heavens and the seven earth. None of worlds think that Allah has got any other world. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power. Now our Prophet says, verily Allah blessed and high is He, took a handful of dust and mixed it with His right hand. And both His hands are right, and created Adam from it. And there remained some residue from the dust, so He created Hawa from it. This is the hadith. Now our Prophet ﷺ says, join your relationship because it is more preserving to you in this life and good for you in your hereafter. Now our Imam Ali says, this is very important because we talked about arham, relationships, right? Now Imam Ali talks about it. Now please pay attention. Surely one of you become angry and then not conciliated until he enters the fire. I'll go with the hadith slowly, inshallah. Means if you are angry and you don't calm down, you go to fire. Especially with your relationship with your family. Therefore, whoever of you become angry with his relative should get closer to him, because womb means relationship. When touched by a womb means relationship, calms down. So you've got to touch each other when you're angry. Because if you are angry and you die, you go hell. Mom says, touch each other in relationship. If you are angry, that will calm you down. Physical touch. And it is suspended from the throne. Relationship, arham, is suspended from the throne. It is so important. Allah says in the beginning of the verse, arhamam, inna la kana alaykum raqeeba. Allah is watchful about our relationship. With our family, with brothers, with even human being. It's one unit. And Imam says, it is suspended from the throne. It rings as iron is rung. and cries, "O Allah, join me who joins me, and cut him off who cuts me off." See how important it is. It rings that the relationship is hanging to the throne, and it rings just like, you know, when the ring rings, how it rings, the iron goes and hit the iron, right? And it vibrates, right? That's how the ringing comes. That's how, if the relationship is broken down, that it bangs to the arsh and vibrates the arsh and cries. It is so powerful and says, "Allah, oh Allah, join him who joins me and cut him off who cuts me off." It is so important. And there are a lot of tradition where it says that if you are good to your relatives, it increases your sustenance, it increases your life, and all those good things. But if you break the ties, you are really waging war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is going to cut down the age. That's what we are seeing in nowadays, that people are self-centered, selfish, they don't have ties, and they're suffering so much, and they're dying early, and they don't know why it's all happening. Why this whole society, family unit is disjointed, fights are in the house, fights in the community center, fight in the whole society. This is a time of cutting ties, and Allah is watching us. Imam is going to come. We are celebrating today 15 Shaban. Imam is going to come, inshallah, to improve these ties and to distribute things equally. And to do justice, which we don't know, we are going so much turmoil and fitna, and we don't know what we are going through. Please recite on salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Now these verses will be talking more about the orphans and the women, especially the marriage. Now we are going to see all these rules coming. Wal atul yatama أموالهم ولا تتبلوا خبيث بالطيب ولا تأكلوا أموالهم إلى أموالهم إنه كان حوبا كبيرا. And give the orphans their property, and do not exchange something bad for something good, nor divorce their property along with your own. It's surely a great crime. Let me give the background about these verses. In the third time when Prophet was sent to them, it was a time of ignorance. And there were always battles going on. Always battles for no reason. They used to fight. And because of that, there were a lot of murders and there were a lot of orphans left. So you will see all the orphans in Arab society at that time. Because there was always killing going on. And especially what happened to those orphans, that the powerful people who were the warriors, they took them in control. The orphan girls and orphan boys and everybody. What they did, that they sold out their property. They used to say that the one who is warrior gets the inheritance, nobody else gets the inheritance. So Islam emphasized on that. And what else they did, that especially orphan girls, they confiscated their property and they married them. And they gave them minimum dowry even. And they treated them bad and they divorced them too. So they were left nowhere. So these verses are very hard against that kind of culture, what was there. Now we go this verse slowly. وَآتُوا الْيَتَامَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ. Give orphan their money. وَلَا تَتَّبَلْ خَبِيثَ بِالطَّيِّبِ. Don't exchange good from the bad. Means their good money, give them money back, Allah says first. Then say, don't exchange your bad money with their good money. Because they should do that. وَلَا تَكَّلُوا أَمْوَالُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. And don't mix up their money and your money and eat it up. Because they have to do that. They will take their money, mix it up, and they'll eat it up. Innahu kana huban kabira. Surely it is a great sin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Because they have to do that. They'll take the orphan custody. They'll mix up the money. They'll substitute their bad money with the good money, and they take all the profit. Allah says all that indeed. Allah, don't do that. Innahu kana huban kabira. Surely it is a great crime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. There is a narration that there was a tribe named Bani Qatfan, where there were two brothers, one was rich and one was poor, and rich died. So there were orphans of the rich, and the poor brother became the custodian. when they became baligh, they became maturity, they asked for their right for the money. And the rich brother, the poor brother who was the custodian, he refused to give the money back. So they went to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and complained these orphans. Then this verse came on that background, because they used to swallow the money. So when this verse came, then this brother repented, said, "I refuse with Allah from that be polluted through the great sin," he said that. Now, on this line which we talked about the orphan, now the next verse is coming about orphan women. And marriage, how many marriages you can are allowed to marry. وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تُقْسِطُ فِي الْيَتَامَ فَانْكِهُمْ مَا تَعْبَ لَكُمْ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ مَسْنَا وَثُلَاثَ وَرُبْعَى فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدَةً أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ ذَلِكَ أَدْنَى أَلَّا تَعُولُوا. Now this verse talks further about orphans. And what Allah says, and if you fear that you cannot act equitably towards orphans. See, Allah is talking. Allah was hard on orphan in previous verse, but Allah is going further in the marriage also about these orphan women. But if you fear that you cannot act equitably towards orphans, you know, before I go further in this verse, let me tell you, when the verses of orphan came about hard verses, that if you take orphan money, literally you are eating fire, people, believers, stop keeping orphans because they are afraid that maybe they will go to hellfire, maybe they are doing some mistake. So then another verse came in Baqarah, which said that now you are allowed to be with orphan, mix your money, but be fair to them, they are brothers. So they took orphan back in the house to be taking care of them, because they don't want to be treated as to doing some kind of injustice to orphans. Now Allah is saying in the same ordinance, but if you fear that you cannot act equitably towards orphans, means if you are not just, you think that you cannot do justice to the orphan girls, what Allah says? Then marry those women who seem good to you. It's some other woman, not them. Marry who seem good to you, two or three or four. That's what is allowed. But if you fear that you will not act justly between them, then marry only one or someone your right hand have acquired. Means slave girl. That is proper, that you may not deviate from equity. So Allah is talking about a rule that if you think that you cannot do justice to my orphan women, don't marry them, but marry which you like, two, three or four. There's a limit. But if you think that you cannot do justice to all these women, then it's better to marry one or the slave girl which you have. That is proper and that may not deviate for you from equity. Allah has allowed marry up to four women. But if you know that you cannot do justice, as Allah says, because for the free woman, you have to share your time. You share time with equally. But if you cannot do that, then marry one, Allah says, or you can marry slave woman, because if slave woman, you don't have to share the equal time. You know, I'm quoting Mizan, you know, because there are some rules are little relaxed. So you are more relaxed about being married to a slave woman, which you don't see nowadays. It wasn't more in olden time. Now next verse Allah talk about the dowry. وَآتُمْ نِسَاءَ أَصَدْقَاتِهِنْ نِحْلَىٰ فَإِنْ تِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِنْهُ نَفْسٌ. I'll recite one more time. وَآتُمْ نِسَاءَ أَصَدْقَاتِهِنْ نِحْلَىٰ فَإِنْ تِبْنَ لَكُمْ عَنْ شَيْءٍ مِنْهُ نَفْسًا فَكُلُوا هَنِيئًا مَرِيًّا. And give women their dowry as a free gift. But if they of themselves be pleased to give up to you some of it, then consume it with pleasure and wholesomely. What is the meaning of that? وَآتُمْ نِسَاءَ صَدْقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلَىٰ. Means give women their dowry as free gift. What is nihla? Nihla comes from nihal. What is nihal? The bee. So what bee does? Bee does give honey free without cost. Right? That's what Allah is saying, the Wa atum nisa sadqati hinna nihla. Means give them dowry as a free gift. Don't expect anything from it, because it's a gift from you to the woman. It's a nihla, it's nahal, means free gift. Why? Because it is not the price of the woman, but it is a gift for her. It's a good gesture. And you got to give according to the custom of the society, how much they deserve. So in hardship, if God forbid, if something happened to the marriage, she can take care of herself for some time being, you know, that's what it is. But what Allah says? But if they themselves be pleased to give up to you, means they happily give back some money, some of it, then consume it with pleasure and wholesomely. You eat it back. You can eat it back, means take it back if they give back to you. Yes, you don't have to feel formal about it. This is Allah's kindness towards us. وَلَا تُطُّ صُحْفَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ لَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ قِيَامًا وَرْزُقْهُمْ فِيهَا وَكْسُوهُمْ وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. Now this verse is about being the guardian of orphans' money. Now how translation goes? And do not give the feeble-minded your money, property. Your property, which Allah has made for you a means of support. But feed them and clothe them therewith, and speak to them with kind words. It's a detailed verse. We'll go, inshallah, slowly on this verse, inshallah. Wala tutu sofa. Sofa. Who are sofa? Don't give money, your money, to feeble-minded. Who are sofa? Sofa are the feeble-minded people. Who are the feeble-minded people? The feeble-minded people are the orphans who are young. They don't have much sense. Right? They are feeble-minded, right? Who else is feeble-minded? Feeble-minded are the one who are not religious people, and they run the money, or the one who are drunkards. They are all feeble-minded people, right? Now, although that money could be of the orphans, he is the caretaker, right? But Allah is saying it's your money. I read again translation. Do not give the feeble-minded your property. Although it's his property, Allah is saying your property. Why Allah says your property? Because you are the guardian right now. You are the watching the money. So said, don't give your property, which Allah has made you a means of support. Means you are the guardian and you are taking out the money. Although it's his money, but Allah says your money, and don't give him. But what do? But feed them and clothe them with it. Don't starve them. They are the orphans. Feed them and clothe them. What does it mean, feeding and clothing them? Means you keep the capital with you. You can invest that in the business, and whatever profit you are getting, you keep their living standard going. It's not feeding them. It's not literally, but in reality, what Mizan says is like giving them everything available in a nice way, so that they can run their life till they are orphans and they are not mature. So you give them money so that they maintain their life and they don't waste the capital. If you give them money, they don't know how to handle it and they'll lose it everything. We know that. Same thing in the community, like Islamic country. If that money, which this money, it belongs to the whole society, and it actually is the property of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If this all money goes to the foolish people in the community, or those non-religious people, or the alcoholics, what they are going to do with this money? They are going to destroy that money, or they will hoard the money, or what? They will do the corruption. That's why it's important for the believers to hold that money, just to have it proper going in the community, to flow the money in a proper and economic system going. That's what Imam is going to do. When Imam comes, inshallah, the property belongs to Imam Azama. Right now what is happening, money is being either wasted are being hoarded. That's why the whole society, human beings, are suffering. When Imam comes, he'll do the proper distribution of money and with the justice. Inshallah. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Now there are a lot of narrations. Our sixth Imam says, anyone who drinks intoxicant is a weak understanding. You see Sofa, who is a drunkard. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, Allahumma salam alayhi wa sallam. So the weak of understanding are the women and children. When a man knows that his woman is foolish and spoils the property, and his child is foolish and spoils, he should not give any of them control of his property which Allah has made for him a support, a means of livelihood. You are not allowed to do that. So basically but this verse is applied in general. It's not just for orphans, it's for the whole community and society, Islamic, how the Islamic world should run. The money should not be in the hand of zalimeen or to a ghasib. You know, those people who are like, who are hoarders. The money will not flow. That's why Allah is saying this in this verse. Now the next verse Allah is talking about how and when you give money back to orphans. And this is so beautiful. It's such a neat jurist points we'll see inshallah in this verse. وَبْتَلُوا الْيَتَامَ حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغُوا النِّكَاحَ فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا فَدْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا تَكُّلُوهَا إِسْرَافًا وَبِدَارًا أَنْ يَكْبَرُوا وَمَنْ كَانَ غَنِيًا فَلْيَسْتَعْفِفْ وَمَنْ كَانَ فَقِيرًا فَلْيَكُّلْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ فَإِذَا دَفَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ أَشْهِدُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا. It's a beautiful verse. And we inshallah will go slowly. وَابْتَلُوا الْيَتَامَ حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغُوا النِّكَاحَ. And do test the orphan until they reach the age of marriage. What is the meaning of testing them? وَابْتَلُوا الْيَتَامَ حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغُوا النِّكَاحَ فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا. And when you find them the maturity, make over to them their property and وَلَا تَكُّلُهَا إِسْرَافًا وَبِدَارًا أَنْ يَكْبَرُوا and do not consume it wastefully and hastily, lest they shall grow up. I'll go slowly inshallah. Please recite one salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alayhi. It's a deep verse. In Islamic fiqh rule, there are two things. One is becoming baligh, the marriage age, when the science of puberty comes. At that time, when you become baligh, then it's mandatory to do salat and so many everything, because it's mandatory on you, right? That's the one rule. But the rule to return the money is different rule. To manage the property is different than this. وَابْتَلُوا الْيَتَامَ. Keep testing them. Means you test them. The guardian is testing them day and night, how they are doing with understanding. فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا. When you see them, the maturity of intellect, then you return the money. See, there are two things. When puberty is different, and when this orphan, when he develops puberty, for him the worship is mandatory. But not, he cannot return his money yet. When you return the money, فَإِنْ آنَسْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ رُشْدًا. When you see the intellectual power in them, that, you know, like 14-year-old kid, if you give the money back, he doesn't know how to deal with the money. So, وَبْتَلُوا الْيَتَامَ. Keep testing them day and night. As a guardian, when can he handle his money back? When can he arrange his estate? When you find that now, maybe it could be as of 25, we don't know. Or 30, we don't know if he's a fool. He might destroy the money, right? So, guardian has to be very careful. فَإِنَا عَنَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ رُجْدًا فَتْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا تَقُولَهَا إِسْرَافًا بِدَارُمْ أَنْ يَكْبَرُوا. Now Allah says that when you see in the maturity, return their money back and do not eat in the fear. Do not eat hastily and extravagantly in the fear that they'll grow up. Ya Allah. Allah is saying to guardian that you are the guardian, but don't eat it up. Israfam or bidaran. Israfam means extravagantly and bidaran means quickly. With the fear that they'll grow up and they'll take money back. Allah is saying that don't do that. Be kind to their money. Give them when they're mature. See how beautiful Islamic rules are. How deep they are. On one hand, puberty rules are different. Returning property time is different. The caretaker cannot spend quickly and extravagantly their money. Now Allah says about caretaker when they can take the money for his guardian. Now Allah says what? Allah says, whosoever is rich, let him abstain. If you're a guardian, if you're rich, you should not charge any money from them. And whosoever is rich, let him abstain of the property of the orphan, and whoever is poor. Now Allah is talking about poor guardian. Let him devour reasonably. وَمَنْ كَانَ فَقِيرًا فَلْيَقُّلْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You can eat some, but in a reasonable way. Don't take too much. And then when you make over to their property, take witness over them. Take witness when you return the property. And Allah is enough as a reckoner, Allah says. How beautiful the Islamic rules are. How deep they go. That's why if we don't read Quran, we don't know Allah. We cannot see Allah just by seeing the trees and air. You see Allah as a small sign. Air tree is small. This is big, seeing Him, how He talks about everything. How detailed Allah talks about everything. How deep He goes. That's why we love Allah through Quran, Hakim, please, Sayyidina Salwa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. للرجال نصيب مما ترك والدين والأقربون والنساء نصيب مما ترك الوالد والدين والأقربون مما قل منه أو كسور نصيبا مفروضا. اس کو میں ایک بار اور پڑھوں گا. غلطی ہوئی. Now next verse goes like this. لِلْرِجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا تَرْكَ وَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ وَالنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا تَرْكَ وَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ مِمَّا قَلَّ مِنْهُ أَوْ كَسُرْ نَصِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا. Now there is a, in the time of ignorance, there was a custom that the money goes only to the warriors. Only warriors will keep the money because they know how to run battle. Allah made it very clear. Now translation goes so beautiful. Man shall have a portion of whatever the parents and the near relative leave. And women should have a portion of whatever the parents and the near relative leave. Be a little or much, a decreed portion. Subhanallah. Allah just made it clear. The man should apportion whatever the parent and near relative leaves. And same tone Allah talks about a woman. A woman should apportion whatever parents and near relative leave. Small or more. Qalla minhu aw kasur. Small money or big money. Nasiban mafrooda. A decreed portion. Allah said nasiban mafrooda. Is a decreed portion. Allah has made it clear that for the inheritance for the man and the woman both, just not man. In the man, it could be even children. There is no age for it. You can be custodian, but children also are in the man. Okay? If the money left for small or big, it is for both. Either that it's a big property or a small property. Nasiban mafruza, it is a decreed portion for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, when we talk about Baghe Fidak, the garden of Fidak, and when the Bibi Fatima Zahra Sarmala asked, the right for her as a woman from her father portion, it was from this verse. Because everybody has share. Everybody has the right to take the share. وَإِذَا حَضَرَ الْقِسْمَةَ أُولُو الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينُ فَارْزُقْهُمْ مِنْهُ وَقُولُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. And when the relatives and orphans and the needy are present at the division of heritage, give them out of it and speak to them kind words. What is that about? Now, the meaning of this verse goes like this. That deceased died, right? He's gone. Now they are dividing the property, right? And then they are dividing property. Relative comes, who are not the heirs. They don't have right. They are just relative. And orphans come and poor come. Allah says, if they come, you give them some too. Although they were not mentioned in bequest. Allah says, if they ask, you give them too. And talk to them kindly. Now the question comes from the mizan, that when they come, they were not the They were not the one who were decreed to take the portion, but they just were there. Now the verse is here. Now it is that is it mandatory to give them or is optional? The question comes like that. So that you have to refer to your marja. That what is the issue about it. But they are there and they ask you, then you give some out of it. Allah did not give mention exact how much to give, but you give some. Now there is a discussion, is it a mandatory or optional? Please you have to refer to your marja. قُلُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا and talk to them kindly. Allah always talk about قُلُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. It's so beautiful. It's couple of time it come. قُلُوا لَهُمْ قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا. We have to talk to each other very kindly. There's a basic way we have to talk to each other as Muslim. Now the next verse is about Allah is giving warning to the people who treat orphans in a bad way. وَلْيَخْشَ الَّذِينَ لَوْ تَرْكُوا مِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّةً ضَعَافًا خَافُوا عَلَيْهِمْ فَلْيَتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلْيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. And let those fear who, if they left behind them weakly children, would fear on their account. So let them be in fear of Allah and let them speak right words. This verse is very sensitive verse. Let me explain you what this verse means. Allah is saying that you should fear. When you treat the orphans, you should be fearful that if you die and you leave the young children and you fear about them, how they will be treated after you. So be fearful of Allah and speak right words. This is so beautiful. Allah is explaining that if you are not careful about other people's orphans, if you are the guardian, thing can happen to your children just like them. And you should be fear how they will be treated in return. فَلْيَتَقُوا اللَّهِ وَيَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. So speak right words. The ideology is like this. The way we treat other people, it will come to us exactly the way we treat other people. If we treat people good, we will be treated good. If we treat people bad, it will come to us, not even to us, even to our progeny. Even to the progeny. People suffer because of their grandparent mistake even. Because that's what Allah says. We have to be careful. You know, our good deeds come to our children. Our bad deeds come to us and our children, even grandkids. Inna ladina yakuluna أموال اليتامى ظلما إنما يأكلون في بطونهم نارا وسيصلون سعيرا. Surely those who devour the properties of orphans unjustly, certainly they swallow the fire into their bellies and they shall enter the burning fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again is emphasizing how to treat orphans. Allah is saying that if you eat their property unjustly, surely you are eating fire. Allah embodied their deeds. Eating fire, literally. And very soon will be entered in fire. That's how Allah sees orphans. We seek Allah's refuge, behaving wrong towards orphans. Prophet ﷺ says, fear Allah regarding the weaklings, the orphans and the women. Allah made him orphan, then urged people to take care of him and put him to test and put others to test through him. That's how Allah tests through how the orphan is being tested and we are being tested towards orphan. Now think we started all our speech from how to treat society justly and equally as a unit of family. That's how we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to hasten the appearance of our Imam, which we are celebrating his birthday, so that we have justice in the community, justice in the society, in the whole world, so we go all into equilibrium. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ajil farjah.